Well, I love his views on the game, and as of last night, the Sharks player of the season. G'day, Paul Gallen.
Hey, boys.
Well done, mate.
Yeah, thanks. It was it's very very good to be recognised for the season. It was it was a year that I really wanted to play well in and sort of lead the boys. The fact that we won the competition last year, I wanted to prove to everyone that, you know, it's something that I wasn't just satisfied in. I mean, obviously over the moon to win the competition last year, but didn't want to sort of rest on the laurels and not have a good season and not put in 100% or let the fans know that we're satisfied with that. So very happy that.
Yeah, not bad for an old boy.
Yeah, recognised for it. It was good.
Mm. The old boy's going all right.
Yeah, as well as myself. There was four of us nominated. So myself, Luke Lewis, Wade Graham, and also Ricky Littelli had a great season. So, yeah, me and Louis being up there, being the oldest in the team, was a good recognition for the season that we had.
Yeah, I don't think at any stage Gallup was lack of effort from the Sharks. I think the effort was always there. The execution maybe wasn't quite the same.
Oh, without a doubt, yeah. No, that was sort of my goal for the season, just to prove to the fans and the boys and to lead the boys that way to show them that we can't be complacent with what we did. But, yeah, you're right. There was no lack of effort from anyone throughout the season. Yeah, as I said, we just for some reason didn't quite fire and put it all together when it counted.
Now, we put you under the screws last week. At this time, mate, you wouldn't concede it was the players that cost themselves last week. Now your coach has come out and he said, in the end, that's what crueled us against the Cowboys, our discipline and our errors. Are you willing to agree with your coach, or you still think it wasn't the players and it was the referees?
Oh, I don't think they ever come out and actually said the referees. I thought I summed the season up last week very honestly in the fact that game summed up our season. We're good enough at times. But unfortunately, as I said, never quite put it all together. But nothing I know about the game of rugby league will ever, and I'll never ever concede the fact that the back end of that game at crucial times, there was errors made. I'll never ever tell you, never ever take that. From what I know about the game, and from what I saw the back end of that game, it would never change my mind, mate, ever.
Right, okay. So you won't concede it was the players that lost the game. You still blame the referees for the loss.
No, I'm not going to come out and say I blame the referees because I'll get myself fined. And I'll never, ever come out and say that in the first place. All I said was that we didn't quite fire, but the back end of that game, there was mistakes made. And I'll leave it at that.
What cost
and
you?
And I'll never, ever take it away.
No, but Gal... Okay, so what cost you? The fact that Cronulla didn't fire or the errors you perceived from the referee?
Well, obviously, we didn't want to be 40-0 in that game. We wanted to be in front. Obviously, that's very obvious. But you would never take away a couple of those decisions at the back end of that game at crucial times, in my opinion, weren't correct. So
yeah.
Had they gone our way, the result could have been different, but it wasn't to be. That's the way it is. There's no point whinging about it anymore. There's nothing I can nothing I can do is going to change it. It's over a week ago, and you know, we're just going to get on with it. That's been my attitude all week. But
yeah,
as I said, mate, you never change my opinion of the fact that there's a couple of decisions that were correct.
Yeah, and mate, I think we need to understand that a wrong decision by a ref can change the flow of the game, and a wrong player mistake to Gal can change the flow of the game. So it can work
100%.
Both ways, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I said. Nothing I can do or say now is going to change. And that's been the fact for a week.
Mate, I came in after this chat on Sunday, on Sports Sunday, and I did hear you say that you feel the standard of reffing is as good as it's been.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I I have no issue with the referee. I think you guys asked me actually the week before we played how I thought the referee had been this year, and I got no issue with it whatsoever. I thought the only real issue at the moment is the bunker and the fact that the referees have to send it up to the bunker as a try or no try. That's something I've said from day one. I don't think it's correct, but as someone else pointed out on the weekend, we used to have the other system and people weren't happy with that one either. So I think I said last week, let's go one way or the other, let's use the bunker in almost everything, or let's just accept that the referees are gonna have human error at time and we're gonna just get on with it. And that's sort of probably the system I like to see, to get it back to one referee. I've also said that a lot of the time on this show that I don't agree with the two referee system where the only competition in the world that has it from under six up to 20s don't have two referees, and you know, the Super League doesn't have two referees, and neither is Test football. So I like the one referee.
The crucial thing in all of this argument for me, Gal, is, and it's come up lately, we've been discussing it for years, it seems, is the culture. I believe that this code doesn't accept blunders from referees, unlike other codes. And I think we've somehow got to sort of change that. You know, the fact you get the bus or the train to the footy on the weekend, you know, think, I can't wait to give it to the ref, you know. That sort of culture, I think, does. I'd love to see that change.
Yeah, and I think part of me, I think, is because of how many replays we go to and how much we actually use technology. You know, I've been told at other codes that when you're at the ground, they don't do a whole lot of replays, if any. Now, I think that's the problem in rugby league. When you have a breaking play for a try or a scrum or something like that, the broadcast will go and replay actually at the ground an error that they've found out along the way. And then obviously that rise the crowd up and gets everyone going. So I think, as I said on last week's show, I think we go all or nothing with the technology. We use it for the majority of decisions to probably extend the game out a little bit, which is, I don't know if anyone wants that, or we just, as you said, accept that there's going to be human error sometimes with referees and we just get on with it.
And the only thing is, and I know they do it in cricket, I'm pretty sure, Slats, you know, about controversial decisions they didn't used to show it sometimes on the screen, but then you're trying to get people to the ground to give them a good experience.
You don't show it.
And then you're taking away, you know, six replays of something because, you know,
they do it now.
You're often being...
Well, they do it after the event now.
After the event. Anyway, nothing's easy, is it? Nothing's easy. We got footy this weekend, mate.
Yeah, that's right. I think there's a couple of good games. I give both sides a chance of beating the favourites. Obviously, I think the longer odds for me is probably the Brisbane game. I think the Storm are probably deserved favourites, and if they can fire, play anywhere near their best, they'll get through. But the Cowboys, I said it last week. I went to the races last week. And I thought everyone was listening to get on the Cowboys. I had no doubt in my mind they're going to be the Parramatta side, but there was just zero doubt they weren't going to win that. And there's a lot of doubt this week against the Roosters, but I give them a chance at no doubt.
Yeah.
They've been incredibly strong. Do you think they'll run out of that steam, Gal, because of week to week and the travel as well?
I don't think so. They're used to it. That's what they do. It's what they do, you know, week in, week out, year in, year out. They travel every second week. And the thing about the Cowboys, they just complete. They can keep that completion rate up. And they've got some strike in the outside back. The thing for me about the Roosters is a lot depends on a player like Latrell Mitchell and how much he can fire. And we know that he's, he puts games like he did together a couple of weeks ago where he's a match winner. And then there's other games out there where he sort of, you know, he goes missing a little bit at times. He's just got to keep that concentration on for 80 minutes. And I feel that he's a real key to their side, because you look at their outside backs, when you've got Michael Gordon and Safest Houses and, a couple of probably back rowers playing in the centres. I don't think they've got the firepower out wide that maybe the Cowboys do. But if Latrell Mitchell fires, they obviously do. So I think a lot's going to depend on that young kid's shoulders, how well they go. Because I think the forward battle is fairly even, especially with Tomalolo through the middle there. And like so, Bolton and Asiata, they do their job every single week. I think they can sort of, to a certain degree, contain the Roosters' forwards. And then it's going to come down to the outside backs and who can fire the most.
Do you know the Cowboys have been told to fall over for about the last 6 weeks, and they haven't? So I don't think they're probably going to fall over now, Gal. Not the way they chased down those long breakaways. We saw Ethan Lowe run for 100 metres, knowing he wasn't going to catch the bloke, but he saved him from improving the position. Then we saw Michael Morgan on the other side of the field also chase down the breakaway.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I've said it was to be playing them at the back end. Listen, they just compete on everything.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest thing about that is they have a high completion rate. And when you have a high completion rate, you actually have energy for both parts of the game, for defence and attack. When you're sort of dropping the ball a hell of a lot, then that's when you do lack energy in attack. But as I said, they don't lack that energy and they compete on everything. And it'll be interesting this week if Paul Green can make them be underdogs like he has for the past month.
Yeah, oh, don't worry. They're Queenslanders. They'll be the underdogs.
No, they're good.
Yeah, even if they're red-hot favourites. Mate, one thing that, and don't worry, Gal, I'm all for the protection of the player, right? The health and well-being of the player. I think that's got to be number one priority. I'm wondering whether you saw the incident with Corey Oates getting knocked out by his own teammate, Anthony Milford. The Panthers pick up the ball. They run away. They would have scored. The play was stopped. What did you make of it?
Oh, yeah, look, I thought it should have been play on, to be honest. You know, this contact sport we play, things can go wrong. Sometimes through players, their own fault, sometimes through foul play, but that was just a pure accident. Look, we didn't know how bad he was at the time. You never know until the blue shirt or the orange shirt or whatever the medical person is gets out to him. And the Penrith player picked up the ball and they played on. No one trampled over the top of him. I don't think he was in too much of a dangerous position. And yeah, look, I thought it should be a play on, but unfortunately it wasn't for the Panthers. And I'm not going to say it changed the game. I thought Brisbane was the better side without a doubt. But
sure.
It probably did cost them a try at that stage. Mm.
So you thought it should have been play on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really did. Yeah, I thought it should have been play on, and no matter what side it happened to, Corey Oates got hit. He took the ball, and it all happened within a split second. It's not like three or four players had to run in and trample over the top of him. And,
no one.
A player picked up the ball, passed it, and the player was meters away from him within a split second. So, and we didn't know how bad he was. You couldn't tell at that stage that he'd been knocked out. Obviously, it's not good he got knocked out, and fingers crossed he's okay. He'll probably play this week. But, I thought it should be a play on at that stage.
Thank you, Gow. We look forward to this weekend. Have a good week.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
Well done.